Welcome to the Washington Heights Church weekly podcast. We do this to help people feel at home at WHC, where we help people meet and follow Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Hey, thanks for tuning in once again to the Washington Heights weekly podcast. And one of the opportunities we have is to let you know some of the things that are happening in and around Washington Heights and during these days of a pandemic. We have to be a little bit more creative about that. And here today with me is Matt Studi, our director of all things students. Sorry about that.
If there's something you need to tell me, Roy.
Maybe I'm flashing back to my own days when I was called a child when I was about high school age. I don't know. But all things students. And Matt, you know, it's been tough days. And so students are meeting on Sunday mornings. But tell us what is happening, because you and a team of leaders there, you've had to kind of reinvent things a little bit. And what has been happening?
Yeah. Well, I think first of all, I would say that, just remind everybody, students are meeting, just not on Sunday mornings.
Right.
We're meeting Wednesday evenings, 6:30 to 8, and we will continue to do that for the foreseeable future. We try to vary those evenings up so it's not the same thing week after week, try to keep it entertaining and exciting for the students, something that they look forward to coming to. So if your student hasn't come yet, man, they're welcome and invited, and we'd love to see them.
So what kind of things are happening on Thursday nights?
So we rotate through a couple of different themes, if you want to call them that. We try to, of course, incorporate a Sunday morning experience at least once a month, where we have large group worship, we have a large group lesson, and kind of replicate what we would normally do on a Sunday morning. We also integrate small group nights into that, where we'll have worship as a large group, and we'll break into small groups to give them that kind of tighter community that's so important for teenagers. And then game nights, activities, socializing, with masks. When we play large group games, we put these ridiculous big furry claw gloves on so that nobody's touching objects the same. So we're doing what we can to be creative and inventive and continue to provide place for our students where they can be known, be loved, and give them, you know, more information and hopefully grow their relationships with God.
What kind of issues are you seeing in the lives of students during these days? What are their needs, so to speak? What are they looking for?
I think more than ever, students are looking for that place where they are connected. With so many schools either only meeting part-time or full-time online, it's a social connection that they're missing. And this generation, you know, that we're dealing with kids right now, they're one of the most socially, they're connected online, but they're terribly alone and lonely because they spend most of their time either on a device or, you know, sitting on a computer screen somewhere. So that social interaction is incredibly important. And, you know, we see that they're craving that. When we first opened back up, that, you know, some of the biggest numbers we had on a Wednesday night ever was because they were just excited to be able to go somewhere and be with people like them in an environment that was safe and fun and, you know, all of those things.
And under normal conditions, students come here to Washington Heights quite a bit, you know, whether it be on a Sunday or during the week. Yeah. And now that opportunity is there during the week. But you and the team have become just kind of creative in reaching out to the students and meeting them there where they are. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, and that's been one of the paradigm shifts we've had to work through. In churches, by and large, you know, we set up a building and people come see us and, you know, we serve those who come. In over the past few months, I'm looking at, you know, the list of students who we used to see versus the core group, and we love them so much that they're here and active and involved in what we are doing. But there's a large number of kids that, you know, from my sense, are just kind of in the wind right now. For whatever reason, they're not coming with their families on Sunday morning. They're not attending our midweek services or activities that we're doing. And so how do we reach those kids? Because they're still important to me, because they're important to God. And so how do we find a way creatively to connect with them? So a couple of things that me and the team are doing, we were trying to set up visitations where we go and meet the kids wherever they are. We'll send emails out to groups of parents. We've been doing it by grade. So we've already kind of gone out and visited some of our seventh graders and some of our eighth graders. Coming up here in a week, we'll send an email out targeting our ninth grade parents and say, hey, we'd love to come out and see your kids. And it's valuable, man. We've had some great conversations where we go and meet with students at their homes, sit out in their front yards or their backyards, and just reconnect and have a time where they can share with us what's going on in their lives, and we can kind of pour into them a little bit in some way to reconnect and let them know that they're still loved and they're missed, and try to form that connection again.
And you've also been producing some video material that is being sent out to kids. Tell us about that, and what's the hope with that?
So we have, I think since week two of the original quarantine, we've been video recording our Sunday morning message. Initially, it was pretty slimmed down, just to try and get content out there where the students could watch it. But now when we do our large group meetings on Wednesday nights, and again, it's about every 3 weeks or so, we're recording that entire service, so the worship and the large group message, and we post that in its entirety on, we have a Vimeo account, but then also on Washington Heights Media on YouTube. And then the full thing is being posted on our Instagram page, Students of Heights on Instagram. So trying to continue to put the information out there for the kids who are inclined to watch. And Instagram really has gotten a lot of traction because that's where the students live. That's where they're at. So we'll continue to push our regular messages out, trying to connect to them. And the messages we do, we try to stay relevant and current to what's going on in students' lives and worlds right now. And then on top of, just sending the regular messages out and speaking of how we're trying to reach out to students we've been missing, we're putting together something I think is pretty cool and special, and we'll be dropping some things in the mail this week to every student that's been at either our Wednesday or Sunday morning meetings in the past year. We figure to send over 200 mailers out with just a, hey, we're still meeting kind of note card and information about our meetings. And then just some cool swag to kind of hopefully connect with them, give them something cool that they can put on a water bottle or wear to school, whatever the case may be, just to let them know we love them and care about them.
Awesome. Well, I understand we're still in the middle of this pandemic, and who knows when we're back to normal or what that looks like at some point. But some of the things that we're learning and trying during this day, do you see them sticking on the other side, in the sense that this is not just a temporary placeholder here, but this is something we really discovered is making an impact, is making a difference, and chances are it's going to be around on the other side of this pandemic.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest paradigm shifts, for the church as a whole, and adult church was ahead of the curve, but I know that students and preteens and children were all looking at going, well, now that we're online, you don't take that back. Like that, that paradigm has shifted, and I think that's part of our ministry now. You push content and you provide it in places where the students and children are. If they can't make it to church, they can still be a part of what we're doing by watching the services online. I also, I think that the home meetings have been extremely well received on the parts of the parents, the students involved, and also the leaders who have gone with me on some of those, that is going to be a regular thing that we continue to do, just to reach out to those students who maybe we haven't seen in a while. And hopefully when we get back to Sunday mornings, we see more of these students on a regular basis and we get kind of more normal, whatever that normal is. But we'll continue to reach out and seek those kids that we haven't seen in a while, because God has a heart for them and he's kind of put that burden on me. And so we'll just continue chasing after them and let them know, you haven't been here in a while, but we still love you and we miss you, and whatever we can do to connect to you, to your faith and, you know, help you grow in that, we're going to do it.
And, you know, it's easy to look at the downside of the pandemic, and there's plenty of that, but there's also opportunity.
Yeah.
And you guys have been involved in just figuring that out. What are the opportunities here rather than, man, this stinks and we just wish it was the way that it used to be, which, you know, we can do that, but there's no value in that.
Yeah.
But it's really forced us to rethink. And one of the things that you were involved in before the pandemic started, and I think has really manifested itself in some pretty significant ways in the pandemic, is you've been developing a relationship with some local schools, Bonneville High School and some junior highs as well. Talk a little bit about that. And I know we talked about this before, but I think it's important, you know, just to understand what the connection is. How did that come about? And what has your role been in that?
So I became connected to a community group called Bonneville Communities That Care. And it's a group of concerned parents and business leaders and faith group organizations that are working specifically with the schools that feed into Bonneville High School. And the goal and the purpose of that coalition is to help reduce or lower the instances of drug, alcohol, and tobacco use, specifically targeting the students within Bonneville High School. And so they look at, you know, sharp studies that survey the kids and find out where they're struggling with issues or where they're more likely to encounter instances where they will abuse or use these substances. And so we're trying to come together as a community that feeds into that school to find ways to connect these students to their communities and their religious organizations so that we can, you know, give them a better way to grow up. Part of our role within that is, and you know, my intention with that is to move student ministry outside the four walls of Washington Heights Church and get into the community. Because the community, by and large, we see a lot of kids from a wide swath of the geography here locally, from, you know, North Ogden and Perry and Willard all the way, you know, down to Kaysville. But we don't see, I think, you know, the population of students from within our own community right here locally. We see some, but there's a lot that we can impact and reach in some way or another for the kingdom of God. And so the idea for me was to get outside the four walls, get into the school and connect with the school administrators and the PTA and the student body officers and find out how can we just serve? How can we provide something of value to your student body population? And we had great success last year with our Friday Night Lights events, where we just offered a safe place, drug and alcohol free, for students to come and celebrate and get together and have a party after football games. And we saw 200-300 kids show up to each one of those that we did. And so it was very well received, and we made great progress and inroads with the school administrators locally. And we continue to have those conversations into the spring prior to the lockdown, and then everything shut down. And one of the members of that coalition came to me and said, you know, we need to continue to have the conversation. How do we support these schools and their students? And one thing that came up is the student body officers came to us and asked if there was a way for us to help support them with their homecoming week. Because in light of the pandemic, the schools are very gun-shy as far as having large social gatherings. And so they had officially canceled homecoming dance and all the activities that lead up into it for the Bonneville students. So the student body officers were trying to organize something on their own, and they had a simple request, and it was easy for us to say yes to. They asked for use of our parking lot for two nights. The Monday before homecoming dance, they traditionally will do a drive-in theater on the campus at Bonneville. And the Bonneville High School said they couldn't do it, and that's understandable. And they asked if they would be able to use our large back parking lot to set an inflatable screen, socially distance the students, and have them be able to still have their big movie night. And that was an easy one. We said yes to that. And we sat out there, and we probably had 300 to 400 students from Bonneville High School come and sit in the parking lot on a cold, windy night and watch a movie that they normally, a lot of them probably would never set foot legitimately on our campus. And then they followed up. They were working on a venue for their dance, and that fell through or wasn't ideal. And they asked if they could, again, use that same back parking lot that Saturday for their dance. And we said yes. So they had parents who had boats, and they made a big circle of boats and trailers and lit it up with some Christmas-like kind of things. They had a professional DJ on a stage, and they had their dance in our parking lot. And the parents I spoke to who aren't necessarily affiliated with this organization were so grateful and thankful that somebody would come alongside their students, their children, and give them an opportunity to still experience something with some sense of normalcy. And so that, I think, is a prime opportunity for student ministry in this time, is how do we think beyond the walls and outside the box to provide opportunities and experiences for students to be exposed to this thing we call the church, and to get a sense of the love of God just by the way we give and the way we care.
And I think I speak with great confidence in saying it's the first time we've had a circle of boats and a dance in our parking lot here in Washington Heights.
Boats, yes.
Okay, let's leave it at boats. So what happens going forward? I mean, Matt, how do you think about, pray about, plan to just, figure out opportunities that we have? How does that happen for you and your team?
Oh, man, it's for us in student ministry, it is yearning for what was, but recognizing what is, and looking just for the opportunities that we can find today. And honestly, we can't look much further beyond today or this week, because, as we saw with Big Church past week, when regulations change, you have to be ready to move and adapt, on the fly. And sometimes that's difficult, but that's where we're at. And so we'll continue to look for opportunities and creative ways to connect with our students. We're continuing to look for ways to make meaningful relationships with them and continue to point them in the direction of a God who isn't surprised by this, knows how it's going to end, and loves them deeply and intimately.
Is there one thing you've been learning recently, just a lesson that you've learned?
Wow, that's so many lessons. One recent lesson. And it sounds redundant, but it's that be flexible. And I think, that's a lesson that in ministry we take moving forward too, because we can learn flexibility now and continue to be flexible and look for new and creative ways to connect with students even after we get back to some form of normal, whatever that looks like. Is how do we continue to evolve? How do we continue to provide what students need to connect with each other and connect with God?
Yeah, boy, things turn on a dime. And you and I are not that far apart in age. I got you by a few years. But in your time in the work world, I can bet that you remember, 5-year strategic plans.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, who would ever do that? It's like 5 days, things can change radically.
Let's get through the week.
Yeah. And last week was interesting, as you referenced, where, boy, restrictions are in place the next day. Things were different. And so, I think that means, boy, we have to be nimble and we have to be open, right? And also have an undying sense that God is at work in this pandemic. Yeah. And, he is certainly not limited by this. We may put ourselves in a position of being limited, but I think that's only if we, kind of throw our hands up and think, well, I guess, we'll just have to hunker down. Not a day to hunker down.
No, it's a day to be bold and courageous. some words we get from the Bible. But, and I'm encouraged in that, even though we only, you air quotes, only meet on Wednesdays, there's still power in meeting on Wednesdays. We've had new students come to our Wednesday meetings that hadn't ever been here under normal conditions. We, you know, this past Wednesday, we had three students cross the line of faith and accept, you know, Jesus as their Lord and Savior for the first time ever. So, you know, he's moving and he's working, and we just, we're along for the ride. And however, you know, he leads us, we will go there. That's, I think that's the nimble. That's what we're talking about. That's where we're at.
Awesome. Well, Matt, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for what you're doing with the students and loving them, connecting them, shepherding them. And I know it also involves their families, too.
Yeah.
And so it's a big responsibility. Thank you for all that you're doing in that direction.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
Well, we are blessed to have you. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we hope to catch you next time on the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast.
Thanks for joining us for the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. A new podcast will post every Monday. We encourage you to check it out, subscribe to it as well. It'll come into your feed automatically. And if you want to share that with somebody that you know that maybe wants to find out a little bit more about Washington Heights, go ahead and share that. And we look forward to hearing from you as well. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.